Jeanette Dempster had been given a second chance at life and was going to make the most of it. And as she told her own story, the 72-year-old Pelham resident compared the work volunteers do daily to the challenges that she has faced to overcome a heart attack, breast cancer, and a heart transplant to find success as a competitive master swimmer. "I feel privileged to address this wonderful group of people, because you represent everything that is the best in this community and what the community thrives on, and that is caring for each other," she told a packed Accursi room at the Meridian Community Center on Wednesday. Dempster was the keynote speaker as the town of Pelham honored volunteers serving on committees, service clubs, sports and youth groups, and more. Dempster recalled at one of her first swim meets, members of the Pelham Garden Club, to which she belonged at the time, showed up to cheer her on. "Boy, that was a surprise, because I didn't know anybody was there besides my husband," Dempster said. "All of a sudden I hear and there we are, the Pelham Garden Club." She said a life of volunteering is not much different from the life she has had dealing with the curveballs life has tossed her way. "You, too, are swimming through life's challenges, each of you making waves in your own way," she said. "Whether it's through your work with Pelham volunteers or by supporting someone like me on my journey, you are the heart of this community, the ones who ensure that no one has to face their troubles or battles alone." While her presentation is meant to inspire others, she said she found herself in awe of the work being done by volunteers. "Your dedication is nothing short of inspiring." Dempster experienced a cardiac arrest at age 42 while playing softball. That kickstarted a journey that also included relying on oxygen to breathe, a bout with breast cancer, and finally, in 2018, a heart transplant that wound up saving her life. She started taking Aquafit classes to resume activity and soon found herself swimming lengths of the pool at Brock University. Not long after that, she was swimming competitively. This past summer, Dempster competed in the Canadian Transplant Games in Ottawa and came home with 4 medals. Seeing herself as a living, breathing example of the positive impact of organ donation, Dempster wants to raise awareness so others may benefit. According to the Canadian Transplant Association, there are 4,000 Canadians currently waiting on the list for transplant, Dempster said. Some of them die while waiting for a donor. In Ontario, it's easy for people to register to be an organ donor. Registration can be made online or be indicated through a sticker on an individual's driver's license. "If you wish to be an organ donor, let your family know," she said. Dempster has been in the shoes of those being honored, as a member of the Garden Club. "I worked with some fantastic people," Dempster told Pelham today prior to her presentation. "It was so good. Everyone was so special." Mayor Marvin Junkin, meanwhile, said the town was very privileged and honored to host the event and to recognize the work and dedication that you volunteers make all the activities happen in this town. Linda Arbuckle, speaking on behalf of Niagara West MP Dean Allison, said, "In many instances, Dean has seen firsthand the fruits of your volunteer time and labor, as he has attended numerous events and functions throughout our community during the year," adding that the MP wanted to thank all volunteers. "Through the donation of your time and talents, you enrich our quality of life and make a real difference in the lives of all the residents of this town," she said. Marietta Lind, representing Niagara West MPP Sam Osterhoff, said, "The town of Pelham is both a great place to live and visit," she said. "And while we celebrate all the Pelham has to offer, it's the people who make the community special. In all, more than 200 volunteers were honored with certificates while 23 peer awards were given out. Those awards included a handmade pen made by woodturner Marv Enns featuring wood pruned from Pelham's 400-plus-year-old comfort maple. Volunteers honored on Wednesday included Frank Adamson, Pelham Active Transportation Committee Eleanor Arbor, Fonthill Lionettes Barbara Botden, Pelham Garden Club Michael Cottenden, Pelham Finance and Audit Committee Allison Cousineau, Pelham Minor Baseball Association Len Doyle, 2, Fonthill and District Kinsmen and Pelham Summerfest 3 Ann Durst, Pelham Farmers Market Committee Gregory Dyson, 613 Lincoln and Welland Reg. Air Cadets Anthony Ferreira, Pelham Seniors Advisory Committee Ann Harrison, Rotary Club of Fonthill Bill King, Canada Day Volunteer Group, posthumously, award accepted by his wife, Beverly Lovejoy came in Kettle. Accepted by Todd Barber, Corporate Award Lois LaCroix. 2. Communities in Bloom and Pelham Path Liz LeMessurier. Niagara Center Skating Club Cam McLaren. 3rd Fonthill Scouting Group Susan Mark. Pelham Cares Jacqueline Schwenker. Royal Canadian Legion Bridge 613 Anushka Shettiger. Pelham Summer Chill Series Darren Varmeyer. Fabulous. Fenwick Lions Tammy Van Den Brink. Pelham Cultural Advisory Committee Crystal Vanderzanden. North Pelham Youth Association Yvonne Van Lankveld. Lincoln Pelham Public Library Linda Warren. Pelham Art Festival Biographical information about each of the winners, as provided by the Town of Pelham. Pelham Summerfest Working Group Len Doyle. The Pelham Summerfest Working Group spends countless hours planning and executing this award-winning hometown event that attracts more than 40,000 people each year. 2024 marked the festival's largest year yet, featuring 4 free days of family fun. Len Doyle's professional approach and genuine interest in the community has led to an increase in sponsorships for Pelham Summerfest. Over his tenure as a member of the working group, Len has also supported the continuous improvement of programs and activities held during the event. Len is a tireless volunteer who is always seeking to make Pelham Summerfest a positive experience for everyone. The working group and the community have benefited from his experience, enthusiasm, and ideas each year he has volunteered. The town is so fortunate that he is a member of the Pelham Summerfest Working Group. Thank you, Len. 3rd Fonthill Scouting Group Cam McLaren. The 3rd Fonthill Scouting Group provides youth-led scouting adventures for girls and boys ages 5 and up. The program encourages youth to try new things and learn new skills with the support of volunteer scouters. Scouter Cam has been an integral part of the success of the 3rd Fonthill Group since he joined as a scouter. He continues to share his love for the outdoors and his extensive knowledge of scouting skills with the more than 50 youth in the program. Scouter Cam has dedicated over 300 hours of volunteer service each year as he supports everything from weekly meetings to week-long camping excursions. Scouter Cam's patience, enthusiasm, and positive outlook have been extremely valuable to the group. In addition to working with the youth in the program, he also works behind the scenes to support the many fundraisers and special events. Not only does he share his love of scouting with his family, he has inspired countless youth to always be prepared and do their best. Thank you, Scouter Cam, for all that you do. Town of Pelham, Communities in Bloom. Lois LaCroix. This year, the Town of Pelham competed in the annual Communities in Bloom event, which recognizes and encourages communities to work together to create beautiful, sustainable, and environmentally responsible spaces to enhance the quality of life of their residents. The Town of Pelham was awarded a 3 Bloom Award, which would not have been possible if not for the dedicated volunteers who worked to showcase Pelham. Lois LaCroix is an outstanding member of the Communities in Bloom volunteer team. She has continually demonstrated exceptional commitment and creativity in enhancing the natural beauty of the community and fostering civic pride. As a long-standing member of the Pelham Garden Club, Lois shared her green thumb and expertise to support this year's Communities in Bloom event. It is through the dedication and commitment of volunteers like Lois that Pelham will continue to bloom. Thank you, Lois, for all your efforts this year that supported Communities in Bloom. Fonthill Lions Club, Ed Hazlett. The Fonthill Lions Club brings together volunteers for a variety of projects, including events like Sliderfest, electronic recycling, and supporting community projects. At 88 years old, Ed Hazlett continues to find ways to serve his community. During the pandemic, the Fonthill Lions started having bottle drives to raise funds for their projects. When the pandemic was over, the group opened a bottle drop-off at the hall in Fonthill. Ed goes above and beyond, visiting the hall 6 to 7 days a week to sort and pack the bottles and cans. Whenever there is a function at the hall, Ed is the first one to arrive to help set up. He empties the garbage barrels and cleans up around the Fonthill Lions Club Park. Every Thursday night during the farmers' market season, Ed helps set up the trailer, and on Canada Day, Ed is the organization's chief French fry cutter. Ed embodies the Lions Club motto of, "We serve," stepping up in so many ways for his organization and community. Thank you, Ed. Pelham Seniors Advisory Committee. Anthony Ferrara. The Pelham Seniors Advisory Committee volunteers provide input and perspective on matters that impact the quality of life of senior residents and provide solutions through an age-friendly lens. This dedicated group of volunteers includes Anthony Ferrara. Anthony has been a valuable member of the small group that has met to support and provide guidance and input to the growing number of seniors-based programs offered by the Town of Pelham. Through both the meetings and the seniors events hosted throughout the year, Anthony's contributions have helped to ensure their success. With the committee serving a growing number of seniors in Pelham, it has been very appreciated to have the experience and ideas shared by Anthony. The committee is continuing to look forward to future activities to support seniors in Pelham, and Anthony's contributions will be a great foundation for their success. Thank you, Anthony, for your dedication. Pelham Cultural Advisory Committee. Tammy Van Den Brink. The Pelham Cultural Advisory Committee works to advocate for the advancement of arts and cultural opportunities, supporting access to resources, experiences, and initiatives related to arts and cultural programming. Since 2021, Tammy Van Den Brink has been a dedicated member of the Pelham Cultural Advisory Committee. As chair of the group, she continues to make a profound impact, listening, leading, and organizing the committee to help make arts and culture more accessible for residents and visitors to Pelham. This includes family-friendly programming and introductory workshops and programs. Tammy has sought out ways to share cultural opportunities and was instrumental in the success of the committee's booth at Pelham Summerfest. She is always willing to lend a hand, and is patient, thoughtful, and knowledgeable in her responses and ideas that she brings to the committee. Congratulations on this well-deserved award, Tammy. Thank you for your continued hard work and outstanding contributions to our community. Niagara Center Skating Club. Liz LeMessurier. The Niagara Center Skating Club, which offers skating instruction and programs for youth as young as 3, has volunteers who work both on and off the ice. Liz is one of the first to volunteer to help prepare for each skating season. Her commitment to the club is seen in the countless hours she volunteers as the social organizer, planning fun events for coaches and skaters. In addition to the fun events, Liz can be found ensuring that everything is planned and done to create the annual gala that occurs each winter and spring season. When she isn't working behind the scenes to bring events to life, Liz dedicates her time to skating programming. From working to develop new programs to revamping existing programs, Liz is very involved in ensuring the club is offering exceptional experiences for the skaters. The Niagara Center Skating Club is very appreciative of the continued volunteer commitment that Liz has to the success of the club and its skaters. Thank you, Liz. Lincoln Pelham Public Library. Yvonne Van Lankvold. The Lincoln Pelham Public Library is fortunate to have many community members who are dedicated to supporting the library and its mission to actively create opportunities for groups and individuals to come together to learn, collaborate, and inspire each other. Over the past 6 years, Yvonne has been a dedicated volunteer who has generously shared her time. As an author, Yvonne has a strong love of words and freely gives her time to support other aspiring writers and promote literature. She has given over 100 hours of volunteer time as she shares her talents and her love of the library. Yvonne has been a valuable contributor to the success of the library book sales. She has also facilitated a monthly writer's workshop and helped plan a local author showcase at the library. Most recently, Yvonne has become the moderator of the library's fundraising event, Books on the Bench. Everyone who uses the library in Pelham has benefited from her commitment. Thank you, Yvonne, for your dedication to support the efforts of the library. Fonthill Lionettes. Eleanor Arbor. Since 1970, the Fonthill Lionette Club has served the community of Pelham, working in conjunction with the Fonthill Lions Club on a wide variety of community projects. Eleanor has been a dedicated member of the Fonthill Lionettes for many years, as a life member and originating member of the organization, and is an avid volunteer in Pelham. Eleanor is always there to lend a helping hand and takes great pride in the work that she does. Past service projects that her role as a Lionette has supported include purchasing supplies for the kitchen at the Lions Club Hall, collecting donations for Pelham Cares, and working tirelessly in the Lions Hall to support events and fundraisers. Not only is Eleanor involved in the Fonthill Lionettes, but she also lends a hand to the Pelham Farmers Market and assists with other fundraisers and events in her spare time. Eleanor's dedication to the Lionettes and her service to the community is truly inspiring. Congratulations, Eleanor. Pelham Art Festival. Linda Warren. The Pelham Art Festival, held on Mother's Day weekend, provides over 80 artists and artisans with an opportunity to showcase their work. Funds raised through the event support scholarships for students studying the arts and Lincoln Pelham Public Library operations. Linda Warren has helped the Pelham Art Festival Committee to generate an online presence and continues to keep the social media platforms updated and interactive. She has established an overall vision for the festival's marketing that is cohesive and engaging to audiences. Without her support and knowledge, the committee wouldn't be where it is today. Linda is always willing to pitch in and offer advice and provides the rest of the committee with the tools they need to move forward and succeed. Thank you, Linda, for all the work you do behind the scenes and the exposure you provide the Pelham Art Festival. Summer Chill Volunteers. Anushka Shetiger. From June to September, Pelham welcomes residents to Peace Park each Thursday night for the Summer Chill series, which includes a supper market, farmers market, and live music that all ages can enjoy. This year, Anushka Shetiger demonstrated exceptional service to support cyclists at the event and active transportation options. Over the course of the summer, she volunteered 31 hours as a bike valet attendant at the event. Her dedication ensured that every cyclist felt welcomed and valued, and had a significant positive impact on the event's success. In addition, Anushka helped to foster a vibrant community spirit and promoted sustainable transportation options at municipal events. Thank you for going above and beyond, Anushka. You truly exemplify the spirit of volunteerism and community service. Fonthill Kinsman. Len Doyle. The Kinsman Club of Fonthill and District are a dedicated group of volunteers who share a common goal of serving the community's greatest need. Len has been a dedicated leader and contributor to the Fonthill Kinsman for many years. His role has enabled him to become a great friend and strong supporter for the many organizations the Kinsman Club provide assistance to. Len's drive and commitment to the success of the organization can be seen in many of the fundraising activities in which he has taken leadership roles. These fundraising initiatives include donut sales, the annual Tim Hortons Smile Cookie Campaign, seniors' luncheons and choir appearances. Len's ability to seize opportunities and then take the initiative to make them happen has been a great asset for the club. The Kinsman Club members also benefit from his wisdom and his ability to forge community connections between people, causes, and organizations. Thank you, Len, for all that you do. The Fabulous Fenwick Lions Club. Lion Darren Varmeyer. The Fabulous Fenwick Lions are a fixture in Fenwick and, every year, support many community projects, events, and fundraisers that have a positive impact in Pelham and beyond. Lion Darren has been an integral part of the club since becoming a member. He has also taken on the role of being one of the club directors. Within his role, he has taken on many of the thankless jobs and has ensured that there are volunteers for each of the club's events. He has successfully been able to fill all the volunteer roles for the biweekly fish fries from Good Friday until the end of October, as well as all the other events supported by the Lions in Centennial Park. He is also one to ensure that his name is added to the volunteer list for almost all the events. His attention to detail is also extremely appreciated as he collects attendance for the dinner and business meetings and ensures that the caterer is notified. Lion Darren is an active and dedicated member of the Fabulous Fenwick Lions and his efforts are greatly appreciated. Thank you, Lion Darren. North Pelham Youth Association. Crystal van der Zanden. the North Pelham Youth Hall has a legacy of providing dedicated space for the community in a beautiful rural setting and continues to provide a unique facility thanks to the dedication of volunteers. Over the past 17 years, Crystal Vanderzanden has worked behind the scenes to support the hall. Most recently, Crystal has been instrumental in increasing hall usage by supporting local youth organizations, including Scouts and Guides, who are using both indoor and outdoor spaces at the hall. Crystal has supported the expansion of fundraisers and rentals for the space, ensuring all of those using the space have a positive experience. Crystal tackles her role with an effortless grace, and her can-do attitude and positive outlook is contagious. Her dedication to the community extends far past her volunteer position at the hall and includes roles in her children's school with the local scouting group and local sports organizations. Her energy is boundless, and the youth hall has been so very fortunate to benefit from her volunteerism and steadfast dedication to its success. Thank you, Crystal, for all that you do. Pelham Cares. Susan Mark. Pelham Cares was created in 1983 to provide social services to people in the Pelham area. The organization is not just a food bank, it also provides travel to medical appointments, holiday gifts and sports subsidies for children, and much more. Susan has volunteered with Pelham Cares for 5 years, serving on the board of directors as treasurer. Through challenging times, Susan has used her considerable accounting skills to ensure Pelham Cares as a good steward of donations the organization receives. Susan has risen to the challenge and provided sound financial advice as the demand for services has grown rapidly in the past several years, making the organization's finances more complex. In addition to the many hours Susan dedicates to her role as treasurer, she also volunteers in the office on a regular basis. It is hard to put into words just how much Susan's efforts are valued at Pelham Cares. On behalf of Pelham Cares and the town, thank you, Susan. This award is a reflection of what a unique and caring person you are. 613 Lincoln and Welland Regiment Army Cadet Corps Gregory Dyson. The 613 Lincoln and Welland Regiment Army Cadet Corps continues to provide experiences for youth to learn valuable skills and focus on physical activity and the outdoors. Captain Greg Dyson has been a valued member of the Canadian Cadet Organization and has provided countless hours of volunteer service. For over 15 years, Captain Dyson has been active within the Army Cadet Program, starting as a civilian instructor, dedicating every moment to ensure the youth today has the best opportunities and experiences that the program can offer. This can be seen through his major role in the biathlon program and with the Summer Cadet Training Program. Throughout his volunteer role, he has continued to make an impact on the program by promoting healthy living and ensuring cadets stay active. He has been a major contributor over the years and has always volunteered his time selflessly and put others before himself in numerous situations. Thank you, Captain Dyson, for your continued support and service to the community. Pelham Garden Club. Barbara Botden. The Pelham Garden Club provides an opportunity for those with a passion for gardening to learn from other avid gardeners, share their success and volunteer in the community. Barbara Botden has been a volunteer member of the Pelham Garden Club since 2018. Shortly after joining, she became co-president, continuing in this role for several years. She was instrumental in leading the club through the pandemic with her dedication and perseverance to keep the club members connected virtually when they couldn't meet in person. Now president, Barbara is an expert organizer and motivator who ensures that garden club events run smoothly. She also serves as an administrator of the club's Facebook group and represents the club at the annual convention of the Ontario Horticultural Association. Under her leadership, new ideas are encouraged and the Pelham Garden Club has flourished. Thank you, Barbara, for everything that you do to ensure the club's ongoing success. Pelham Advocates for Trees and Habitats. Lois LaCroix. Pelham Advocates for Trees and Habitats. PATH. Goal is to promote the preservation of urban forest and to educate and promote discussion on the value of trees. Lois has been a dedicated member of PATH for the last 4 years and has held vital roles on the board of directors. Lois has unique traits and skills that have been developed over a lifetime of activism. Her well-spoken nature and rational views and perspectives on many different topics that impact the natural environment have been a great asset to the organization. In addition, her ability to motivate others is inspiring. Lois was a signatory to PATH's application for incorporation as a not-for-profit corporation in 2022. She has continued to take on important roles, including secretary from 2021-2024 and as a representative to the Niagara Region Environmental and Climate Action Committee, and chair of the Political Action Committee. Lois LaCroix is passionate about ensuring people understand the impact trees, forests, and natural habitats have on the environment and our health. Thank you, Lois, for all that you do. Rotary Club of Fonthill, Anne Harrison. The Rotary Club of Fonthill celebrated 33 years of service in June 2024 of this year, and their volunteers' commitment to service above self is evident in their strong community involvement in Pelham. Anne Harrison is a valuable member of the Rotary Club of Fonthill, and her experience has positively impacted the club's efforts. Anne has applied her negotiation and leadership skills across various Rotary initiatives, including finance, pods, and as the leader of the annual Purse Bingo fundraiser. Anne's efforts have strengthened relationships with both the Interact Club and E.L. Crossley Secondary School. She actively participates in various Rotary fundraising efforts and has spent countless hours canvassing for the Rotary auction. Her dedication is also apparent in the extensive time Anne spends organizing the many other Rotary social events. Additionally, she facilitated Leadership Niagara's guidance in driving the strategic planning process. Thank you, Anne, for your dedication to service above self. Pelham Farmers Market Committee, Anne Durst. The Pelham Farmers Market has been a fixture in the community for over 20 years, and for 17 of those years, Anne Durst has been a dedicated volunteer supporting the market. Many know Anne from being at the booth of her family-run farm, but may not know the tireless hours she volunteers to the Pelham Farmers Market. From navigating unexpected challenges to finding innovative solutions for the market, her problem-solving skills have made a significant impact and ensured that the community is able to enjoy access to local growers and farm fresh produce at the market from May to October each year. Each year, over 20 vendors and community groups, plus the countless visitors to the market, benefit from Anne's planning, organization, and behind-the-scenes efforts. The farmers market has become a fixture of Thursday nights in Pelham, and Anne's tireless efforts have helped to make that happen. Thank you for your dedication and for always going above and beyond to ensure the Pelham Farmers Market thrives. Thank you, Anne. Pelham Finance and Audit Committee, Michael Cottenden. The Pelham Finance and Audit Committee works tirelessly to provide oversight, advice, and guidance to town staff and council regarding financial policies, budgets, and other financial matters. Michael Cottenden has been a member of Pelham's Finance and Audit Committee since its inception in 2019. He has been a valuable member of the Audit Committee, providing insight and feedback on the selection of the town auditors, operating, capital and rate budgets, and financial reporting. His input has been beneficial in helping the town improve its financial position, and staff appreciate his probing questions and recommendations. Michael has demonstrated his commitment to supporting Pelham residents' interest in trying to keep tax levy and utility rate increases as low as possible while maintaining services and ensuring financial sustainability for the town. Thank you, Michael, for the countless hours spent reviewing documents and budgets and providing feedback. Your work has not gone unnoticed. Pelham Active Transportation Committee, Frank Adamson. The Pelham Active Transportation Committee members dedicate significant amounts of time to supporting projects that improve access to walking, cycling, and hiking trails, as well as other active transportation options in Pelham. As vice chair of the Active Transportation Committee, Frank Adamson has been a staunch supporter of these goals. He is currently spearheading an initiative in partnership with regional Rotary clubs to fund the completion of a former rail trail from Pelham to Thorold. This cycling trail would not only connect Thorold to Pelham and Welland, it would also serve as a major connection to the Greater Niagara Circle route for cyclists. Frank comes to every meeting Active Transportation Committee meeting with thoughtful questions, and demonstrates a high level of attention to detail on all projects he is involved in. Franks's dedication to ensuring Pelham has as many active transportation options available for residents and visitors is clear. Thank you, Frank, for all you do. Royal Canadian Legion Branch 613, Jacqueline Schwenker. The Royal Canadian Legion Branch 613 mission is to serve veterans and their families, to promote remembrance, and to serve their community and our country. Jacqueline has been serving Branch 613 for over 22 years in many areas of the branch. She is a member of the branch's kitchen and banquet team, past chair and current member of the poster and literary contest for Remembrance Day, and the current chair of the Sick and Visiting Committee. Her commitment to the branch and veterans is exceptional, and she readily steps in to help with any tasks as she volunteers at the branch, on average, 5 days a week. Whenever Jacqueline is at the branch, she always has a cheerful disposition. From preparing the heat and serve dinners for seniors and veterans in our community to serving dinners to the many groups that book events in the Lloyd King Hall, Jacqueline's constant smile and endless energy is always noticeable. The branch's 275 members can always count on Jacqueline. Thank you, Jacqueline, for your continued support for branch number 613. Pelham Minor Baseball Association. Allison Cousineau. Since 2007, the Pelham Minor Baseball Association has worked to provide youth opportunities to enjoy all of the benefits that the wonderful game of baseball can provide with both house league and competitive teams. Allison Cousineau served as the scheduler for the Pelham Minor Baseball Association through the past 4 seasons. She has helped to integrate baseball scheduling and change notification processes between league directors, umpire-in-chief, and the town of Pelham. 2 of the 4 seasons she scheduled games and practices for were historically wet, leading to almost daily changes. Despite this, with Allison's dedication, the Niagara baseball family's time was maximized on the field. This helped to promote a positive experience for all participants. The role of scheduler requires someone with a keen eye for details, willing to be flexible and work to find a desirable outcome for all involved. Thanks, Allison, for making this happen for our players. Canada Day Working Group. Bill King. Every year, Town of Pelham residents gather together to celebrate Canada Day with festivities, including the Grande Parade and a full schedule of events in Harold Black Park. This celebrated event has become a family tradition for so many in Pelham, thanks to the vision and behind-the-scenes efforts of a dedicated group of volunteers. This year, volunteer Bill King, who unfortunately passed away in October of this year, was instrumental in organizing the entertainment stage. In addition, he was the lead organizer and parade marshal for the Grande Parade, which officially kicked off the day's celebrations. His experience with the Canada Parade was also heavily relied on, as he provided parade support for over 10 years for the Santa Claus Parade in Fenwick. Bill's unwavering commitment and hard work behind the scenes of the Canada Day event did not go unnoticed. We are so grateful for all the years of hard work and positivity that he brought to organizing this annual event, and Canada Day will not be the same without him. This award is being presented tonight to Beverly, Bill King's wife, who is accepting this recognition on his behalf. Corporate Award Came and Kettle. The Corporate Recognition Award is awarded to an outstanding business in the Pelham community that has gone above and beyond to support the organizations within our community. This year, we are pleased to announce that the Corporate Award is being awarded to Came and Kettle Beer Works. The Came and Kettle team continues to showcase their passion for the Pelham community through supporting the town and other Pelham organizations on various projects, including exclusive themed brews to support community initiatives. Please join us in congratulating the Came and Kettle team.